The 9th annual summit of BRICS, a forum of 5 major developing economies, has kicked off in the Chinese port city of Xiamen. Chinese President Xi Jinping inaugurated the summit, attended by the leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa. Xi delivered a keynote speech in which he opposed a growing tide of protectionism and called for the promotion of economic and trade relations among developing countries. He also denounced unilateralism and urged an equitable world order. BRICS was formed a decade ago to advocate for better representation for developing countries and challenge the Western-dominated world order. As many as 1,200 people, including business executives from China and abroad, are taking part in the two-day gathering. Leaders from Egypt, Guinea, Mexico, Tajikistan, and Thailand are among the guests of honor. For more on that, let's bring in Don Kirk. He's a political analyst out of Seoul. Mr. Kirk, thank you for your time. At the BRICS summit, the Chinese president called for more just international order. What do you think BRICS countries mean by that?
Well, I think in this case, President Xi Jinping is anxious for China to assert its power, its authority, its influence, at least, over these very significant countries. There's a suggestion that perhaps China is opposing the United States and Japan in Northeast Asia and elsewhere in Asia, Southeast Asia as well. So it really seems that China is clustering these countries around its power and authority as sort of in opposition to U.S. And Japanese power and authority in the region.
And also, over the past couple of months, we've seen U.S. President Donald Trump's unilateral approach to trade and international relations raises concerns and challenges for the BRICS countries. What kind of challenges do the BRICS countries face, and how can those challenges be encountered?
Well, China is obviously concerned about Trump's suggestion of placing restrictions on Chinese exports to the U.S. China has an enormous trade surplus with the U.S. And China also is promoting its own trade network in Asia. The President Trump unilaterally has said that he's not interested in Trans-Pacific Partnership, which President Obama, the former president, was very much interested in promoting. President Trump has bowed out of that. China really wants to develop a position whereby it's more than competing with the U.S. It's standing off against President Trump's efforts at asserting U.S. power in trade and in other ways in Asia and around the world, but particularly in Asia. One interesting aspect of this BRICS conference, though, is that China has invited India to attend. And China and India have been at odds in border disputes and in certainly in relationships with Pakistan, with India's foe, with which China has formed close relations. So it's interesting that China has India there as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Kirk, for sharing your thoughts with Press TV. That was Don Kirk, political analyst out of Seoul.